Barry Ford has delighted audiences for decades in venues around the world. And today we celebrate his best love performances from the Homecoming video series through this special presentation. Now that's his favorite song of all. Join us on Homecoming Radio.
And welcome to a special edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Today, as we honor the life of Larry Ford, such a great homecoming friend to us all, and what a big, majestic voice. I'm Daniel Britt, welcoming today Woody Wright, Gene McDonald, Pat Barker, Mark Bishop, Lauren Talley, Tori Taff, Gloria Gaither, Kevin Williams, and of course, Bill Gaither.
You know, I remember my good friend Ann Downing telling me that we should invite a singer by the name of Larry Ford to sing with us on one of the early Homecoming videos. And I said, who's Larry Ford? But since that time, I've had many opportunities to work with him, and Larry has become a favorite of gospel music audiences all over the world.
In fact, let's start off in Canada, Toronto. Here's Larry Ford.
He loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on Wasaga Beach. He loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. And he smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in harmony. All creation joins in unity to bring to him majestic symphony. But his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now make plea, lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by his blood. Nothing more he'd rather hear, none so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song of all. He loves to hear the angels as they sing, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Heaven's choir in harmony lift up the praises to the great I Am. For silence, when the weak is saved by grace, began to speak. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, I have been redeemed. Now that's his favorite song of all. It's the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now make plea, lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love. There's nothing more he'd rather hear, thus pleasing to his ear as his favorite song of all. It's not melodies and harmonies that capture his attention. It's not clever lines and phrases that cause him to stop and listen. But when any heart set free, washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing. Now that's his favorite song of all. It's the song sinners now make plea, lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by his blood, they lift to him a song of love.
so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song of all. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Larry Ford, and we're honoring Larry Ford today on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. This song is from the Gatlin Brothers' Come Home, where all the Gatlins do a great job on the first half, but then from one Larry to another, Larry Gatlin introducing Larry Ford to sing the high part at the end. Listen.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me.
Sing a second half, all right? It's Larry Ford. I've known him since we were about 8 years old. A great old friend and a wonderful singer. I can sing the first half. I can't sing the second half. It's too high. You're going to have to do it.
Death's chilling waters I'll soon be crossing. His hand will lead me safe, oh,
I want to hear this.
I'll join the chorus, oh, in that bright city, and I'll sing it up there forever and evermore.
Oh.
The Gatlin Brothers with Larry Ford and the Homecoming Friends, as more of our tribute to Larry Ford continues on Homecoming Radio.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Larry Ford, 1947 to 2025. Originally from Lubbock, Texas, but as his family noted at his passing, we find comfort knowing that the voice who sang of heaven and home is now there. The home he sang about, longed for, and faithfully pointed others toward for nearly all his life.
Once I was bound by sin-calling fetters, chained like a slave, I struggled in vain. But I received the glorious freedom when Jesus broke.
Ford here on Homecoming Radio.
You know, Larry came to Oxford, Alabama and sang, and you know, he would do a lot of hymns, sing-alongs, you know, try to get the crowd involved. And I always get to a concert at least 7 or 8 hours early so I can get on the front row, hear the sound check. I loved all of that stuff growing up. And so I was sitting there with a friend of mine, and Larry was singing Beulah Land, and he sang the first verse, and then he stopped and he said, are there any singers in here? And I sat silent, but my friend said, he sings. This guy sings.
Yeah.
And so Larry handed me the microphone and he said, sing the second verse. And so I sang it, and then he threw his hands up like, I give up. And he said, come here. And we got to sing that great Squire Parsons classic together. And, you know, that was really one of my first times to just get to sing with one of those heroes that you saw on the video. And he was just that guy who, again, we talk about those who encourage you and who applaud from the bleachers. And he was applauding me, not from the bleachers. He was the one on the stage, and I was the one in the bleachers. And he pulled me up to be able to sing with him. That. And so he was a great encouragement. And we became great friends after that. But I'll never forget that moment.
Is there a more Christian trait than wanting to see other people be happy and succeed and do good?
Man.
And be able to share your spotlight.
Yes.
That it's not just about how I'm looking and how I'm coming across, but that you can take what you're experiencing and happily hand it over to someone else and say, take your moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other side of that comes back, and that is when a Larry Ford loses something, it is all of you to whom he gave so much that come back and say, it doesn't matter. I know you. I know you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's so
funny. You are in my heart. If you're more than a singer. If you lose your voice completely, you are more than just a singer. So, and I think it's really important for us to say that. I think of raising our kids. I spent a lot of time telling the kids, trying to pull out their gifts and say, and they're very different, and say, you know, you're great at this, or we'll help you do that. But it was our kids that ended up being the most encouraging to me. They would turn around, even as kids, and pick out something about, you're the only mom that, or I'm so glad our home does, or whatever. And so you wonder if you're making any difference with the kids, and they turn around and feed you back. And now I'm at the stage where that encouragement to them makes me feel like, you know, I matter. And that's the central thing of this whole conversation. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to matter.
Yeah.
Wow. You have to feel like the footprint you made on the earth is not just sand that's going to be covered by a wave and you're gone. Everybody needs to matter. The biggest ministry for any of us sitting here and anybody listening is to help people remember that they matter.
Man, that's good.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He addeth more strength when the labors they increase. And to added affliction, he addeth his mercy.
Amen.
And to multiplied trials, he gives his multiplied peace. For his love, it has no limit. And his grace has no measure, and his power has no boundaries that are known unto men. For out of his infinite riches, and he giveth, and he giveth again. This is my favorite verse. When we have exhausted our store of endurance,
and our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, and we've come to the end of all our hoard and resources. Our Father's full giving, it has only begun. Oh yes, His love has no limit, and His grace has no measure, and His power has no boundaries that are known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Christ Jesus, and He giveth, and it just keeps on giving again.
Larry Ford here on Homecoming Radio.
This morning, Gloria and I got word or found out that a good friend of ours has experienced some deep depression in the last 3 or 4, 5, 6 months. I don't know how long. Living this long and dealing this much with artists, it has been a very interesting thing. I'll never forget my mother when she kept losing the gifts that she could contribute, because as you grow older, you're just going to lose some things that you used to have. It's just, you know, it's just part of life. But she could still cook. But even it got so on the last Thanksgiving that she couldn't remember the ingredients that she put in. And Gloria and Becky, a daughter, and Bonnie, and I think some other of the girls, said to her, "Lila, don't worry. We'll do it for you.
Yeah. We'll bring everything, don't we?"
Yeah, we'll bring everything. My mom looked at him a little bit and teared up and said, "No, you don't understand. That's what I do."
Wow.
That's what I do. I got to tell you what, we're all look pretty tough in all the stuff we do in life, but when it really comes down to it, what we do vocationally, what we do, and when that starts to, as an artistry, it's going to happen. I've dealt with too many, and I ache for them.
Yeah,
I'm pretty much convinced, you know, that a lot of depression happens when we have to start dealing with losses that happen in any life. And the bottom line of all of that is, here again, getting it in perspective some way. I'll never forget when George Bev Shea, when I was doing the video with him, said, "Did you know Mrs. Suffield?" You know who Mrs. Suffield is? She's the lady who wrote "Little Is Much." It's the only song that I ever have. "Little Is Much When God Is In It." And he told me the story. He said she wrote it because she cleaned houses. That's what she did for a living. And she was on her knees in the bathroom, scrubbing the bathroom, when the lyrics came to her, "Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and He'll not forsake us. So little is much when God is in it." We lost a good friend recently in Larry Port. And one of the first persons I ever heard sing that song was Larry. And he, like all of us, started losing some of the gifts that brought him to the party. And you have all noticed how I read copy not nearly as well as I used to be able to read copy and get it out to lips that are getting older all the time. And if you don't watch it, the devil will come in and rob you of a greater joy that's going on.
Yes.
I love this song, and I love the way Larry sings it. Little is much when God is in it. So we take the gifts that we have and that we have are finally left with and do it to the glory of God. Yeah. And that might help the depression some.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. And then to have friends around you who are in the bleachers cheering you on and saying, when God's in it, it's good. It doesn't make any difference.
In his harvest field, now ripened, there is a work for all of us to do. Hark, the Master, his voice is calling to his harvest. He's calling you, and does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? Oh, it is great if our God is in it, for he will not forsake.
What a song, what a voice. And that message is a fitting way to close out today's edition of Homecoming Radio, a tribute to Larry Ford. Today you've heard the best of Larry Ford, and you know we're often asked where to find this music and more. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you being with us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.